Blog Talk Radio.
It's like you're looking through a telescope. You see where you're going to be. Growing, getting better. You're not the person they see. Can't be mad at the things you've been through. Because they built your love through. Now you're stronger than you've ever been. They can't stop your hurt.
Today, praise the Lord. You better go get, hallelujah, your blessing. Praise God. Hallelujah. We thank God for everybody that's called in, everybody tuned in, everybody that's on the way. Praise God. Hallelujah. This is the Comedic Jewish International Worldwide Fellowship. Praise God. Pastored by Apostle Eldon A. Curry. Hallelujah. Out of the West Coast, Long Beach, California is most definitely, hallelujah, in the house. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. I am your host, Elder Andre Prevost. It's a blessing, amen, to just be, hallelujah, on the line. Hallelujah, on tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah. We're going to get started in just a second. Praise God. Hallelujah. Right now, I got a question. I love God. Hallelujah. Praise God. If you don't love God, there's got to be something wrong with you. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Yeah, I love God. You don't love God? What's wrong with you? I love God. You don't love God? What's wrong with you? I don't think that I can live no other way. Truth be told, I'm living out on an A. Not to see them blessings in the modern day.
You are now a host.
Lord, I say, give them to me every day. I'm forgiving, I'm forgiving. God.
I love God. You love God? What's wrong with you?
Love him, I love him. Love him, I love him. Love him, I love him. Love him, I love him, I love him. Love him, I love him, I love him. Love him, I love him.
You ain't got the money moving by yourself. Hey. And you know you did it with a lot of him. You know it's only one, it ain't nobody else. You got me talking strong and I ain't rich, I'm talking well. See, I'm forgiving, I'm forgiving. I love God. You love God. What's wrong with you?
Love him, I love him. Love him, I love him. Love him, I love him. Love him, I love him, I love him. Love him, I love him, I love him. Love him, I love him.
Wanted you to fall. You were left, but I do. You remember I do. No one can tell you all. Oh, we got you covered. Let the sun it all. Come make me love him. I don't need a reason to fall on my knees and tell him how I feel in my heart. And let him know. You love God. What's wrong with you? I love God. You love God. What's wrong with you?
Love him, I love him.
Love him, I love him. We want to welcome everybody to the revival that just won't stop. Hallelujah. Praise God. You ought to be energized during this revival. Hallelujah. Because this revival is like the energizer bunny. It keeps going and going and going. Hallelujah. Every day. Hallelujah. You ought to come to the line and get revived. Hallelujah. With the word of God. Hallelujah. Amen. So we want to welcome everybody tonight to the Comedic Jewish International Worldwide Fellowship. Pastor my Apostle Eldon A. Curry. Praise God. Hallelujah. Out of Long Beach, California, the West Coast is definitely in the house. Praise God. We're about to go to the throne of grace with prayer, and then we're going to go to our testimony service. Praise God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, Lord, we thank you all tonight. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, simply for allowing us to come together in your name. Hallelujah. We ask, Lord, that your Holy Spirit lead us and guide us on tonight. Hallelujah. That you direct us through your word. Hallelujah. Our ears are open. Our hearts are ready to receive what the Spirit is saying to the church on tonight, Lord. We bind, we rebuke, and we cast away any work of the enemy that's trying to prohibit us from receiving your word on tonight, Lord. And we thank you in advance for the breakthrough. Hallelujah. We thank you in advance for the healing. We thank you in advance for the miracle on tonight, Lord. And we want you to know, Lord, that we love you. Not only do we love you, but we appreciate you. Hallelujah. For everything that you do. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name we pray. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord and amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. It's a blessing to be on the line on tonight. Praise God. A blessing to be in the presence of the Lord. Praise God. And it's always a blessing, hallelujah, to be able to come before the throne of grace. Hallelujah. And tell God how good he has been. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Today we're going to go to Mark 11. Hallelujah. Mark 11. We're going to be reading verses 22, 23, and 24. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. And it said, and Jesus answered and said unto them, have faith in God. Hallelujah. Praise God. And we know that word faith in the Greek is sometimes translated as having confidence. hallelujah, in God. Praise God, hallelujah. Some definitions of the word faith are a strong belief, hallelujah, in God. Hallelujah. See, the key thing is having it in God, not in material things, not in your money, not in your job, not in your family, not in your church, not in your pastor, hallelujah, not in your parent, not in your children, but have faith in God. Hallelujah, praise God. And he say, for verily I say unto you. Hallelujah. When you see that word verily, he might as well be saying, I tell you the truth. What I'm about to say right now, it ain't no lie. The old folks used to tell me like this, son, I'm telling you what I know. Praise God, hallelujah. So Jesus is saying, I'm telling you what I know right now. I say unto you that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, hallelujah, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he said shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he said. Praise God, hallelujah. And a lot of people, we look over it, we pass over it, hallelujah, praise God. And it's all throughout the Bible. I don't know how we keep listening, praise God. The man of God said it the first week of the revival. It's in our mouth. Hallelujah, death and life is in the power of the tongue, and you will eat the fruits thereof. Hallelujah, praise God. What are you saying? Because whatever you say, that's what don't happen. Hallelujah, praise God. He said, you believe and not doubt. See, that's the problem. You believe in the wrong thing. You believe you're going to have hardship. You believe you're going to have troubles ahead. You believe you're going to have sickness. You believe you're going to have pain. And you speak those things into existence, and they come to pass. Praise God, hallelujah. Hallelujah, praise God. And we always wonder. I used to look at my friend. He was a worldly person, praise God. But he always talked good. Hallelujah, praise God. I was explaining to him one time that the death and life was in the power of the tongue thing. This was years ago. Before I ever started preaching. Hallelujah, praise God. He said, Elder, Andre, that explains a lot. Because every time I say I'm going to get something, I say I'm going to get that. I don't care how much it costs. Hallelujah. I want that. I'm going to get that. When I got my mind set on getting it, somehow I get it. Hallelujah, praise God. And I say that's the power. Hallelujah. When you believe it, not just speaking it, but you believe it in your mind. You said in your mind, I'm going to get it. Hallelujah. Remember the woman with the issue of blood? She said over and over again to herself, if I could touch the hem of his garment. I don't know what healed the woman with the issue of blood. I don't know if it was touching the hem of his garment or her saying, if I could just touch the hem of his garment, praise God. She spoke that thing, and she believed that thing. Don't you know other people touch Jesus and ain't nothing happened? Hallelujah, praise God. But she said it with her mouth and believed it in her heart. Hallelujah, praise God. And look what Jesus says here in verse 24. Therefore I say unto you, what things soever ye desire when ye pray, believe. Hallelujah, praise God. See, I need to stop right there because we don't believe. Praise God. We hope. Lord, have mercy. Praise God. Hallelujah. We hope God heard our prayer. We hope that child get it together. We hope that spouse get on the right track. We hope we get that job. We hope for that breakthrough. We hope. Hallelujah. Praise God. When Paul talks about hoping, hallelujah, praise God, it's different than the way we use it, where we hope, like maybe it'll happen, and we hope that the maybe is shifted on our side. No, see, when Paul used hope, hallelujah, praise God, he was using it like it was a definite thing. Praise God, hallelujah. It was a definite thing. Praise God, hallelujah. It wasn't something that was a maybe. Maybe it will, maybe it won't. No, no, no. Jesus said you got to believe and not doubt. Not no. Maybe is a doubt. Maybe I'll get the job. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Maybe the door will open. Hallelujah. Maybe. Hallelujah. Praise God. God say, take that word out of your language. Ain't no maybe to it. Hallelujah. What the man of God said this morning, he said it is finished. Hallelujah. It's already done. Ain't no maybe on something that's already done. Hallelujah. It's a finished work. Hallelujah. You got to believe it. He said, whatever you so desire. Hallelujah. When you pray, believe. Watch this. He said, believe that you receive them. Hallelujah. And ye shall have them. Believe that you have received them and you shall have them. Believe that you have received. In other words, when I'm praying for something, I got to believe I already got it, even when I don't got it. Hallelujah. Praise God. When I'm praying for something, I got to believe I already got it. Hallelujah. Even when I don't got it. Praise God. Hallelujah. I got to believe I'm healed even when I don't feel healed. Hallelujah. Praise God. I got to believe I'm saved even when I keep having these impure thoughts in my head. Praise God. Hallelujah. I got to believe, hallelujah, that I'm rich even though my bank account keeps telling me I'm poor. Praise God. Hallelujah. What are you saying and what are you believing? Yeah, I got a prayer life, Elder. Hallelujah. I've heard people say I got a prayer life. Hallelujah. I got me an altar in my little bedroom. Hallelujah. I got the prayer cloth I put over my head. Hallelujah. Praise God. Yeah, you doing all that. You doing all that praying, but do you believe what you say? Hallelujah. Praise God. You got to believe that thing. If you don't believe in what you're praying for. Hallelujah. Praise God. Quit wasting God's time praying for stuff. Hallelujah. That you don't believe. Hallelujah. You're going to get. Hallelujah. You praying for stuff that you don't believe God can do. How dare you? Hallelujah. Praise God. Use his name in vain in that kind of way to say, God, I want something and you don't even believe he can do. Hallelujah. I would be offended if you asked me to do something for you and you didn't even believe I was capable of doing it. So why do we offend God? By saying, God, I want you to do this in my life. God, I want you to do that in my life, but you don't believe God can do it. So why do you keep offending him? Why do you keep wasting your time with a God that can do any and all things? With a God that can part the Red Sea, hallelujah, and lead you across dry land and drown your past behind you. Why would you doubt a God? Lord, have mercy. Praise God.
Yes,
hallelujah.
God. Hallelujah.
So you got to believe that you have received it. And God say, I'm going to manifest it. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. But you got to believe it before it arrives. Hallelujah. Praise God. You got to believe. You already got to believe you got that husband. You already got to believe you got that wife. You already got to believe, hallelujah, you got that ministry. You already got to believe that you are healed. You already got to believe that you are saved, hallelujah, and watch God do what he did. Just because you believe that he can do. Remember the centurion? I'm going to open up the line, but the Lord said, remember the centurion? He had faith that I could do it without even going to his house. Lord, have mercy. Where is your faith tonight? Hallelujah. You want me to show up and show out, hallelujah, praise God, but I want you to tell me to send my word. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. I want you to send your word. Hallelujah. Didn't I say greater works will you do than I will? Hallelujah, praise God. So why you ain't working on it? Why you ain't speaking things into existence? Why you ain't casting out demons? Why you ain't raising the Lord have mercy, praise God, on tonight? Hallelujah. So as we come through the line tonight, as we open up the throne of grace, amen, to tell God how good he has been, praise God. And we don't forget when you pray, believe. Pray with expectation. Hallelujah. Praise God. Pray with expectation on tonight. And watch God open up them doors. Praise God. The floor is now open. We want to get about three hot testimonies of prayer requests. Hallelujah. Amen. And then we want to go to the word of God. Hallelujah. The line is open. Praise God. Will there be one? Bless the Lord. Hallelujah.
I just thank the Lord for blessing me throughout this day, leading me and guiding me down the right path. I just thank the Lord for being my friend. In Jesus' name, amen. And this is Yolanda.
Amen, Sister Yolanda. Praise God.
Mariah Howard, Atlanta, Georgia. I didn't want to throw it, you know, for waking me up this morning, something up on a new day. Bringing me back to the prayer line, you know, not only for this afternoon, but also for this evening. I thank for my family, my friends. I like to thank him for you still being here. I hope for many more days to be on here doing a revival as well. And Jesus, I pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Yes,
Lord. We have another testimony on tonight. Bless the Lord. Amen. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. Well, God is good. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Yes,
that's my testimony. God, hallelujah, is good. Despite anything that's going on, we know God is good. Hallelujah. And we know every situation we in is working out, hallelujah, for our good. Because we are called according to his purpose. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We're going to go to the throne of grace. Praise God, and then we're going to introduce the man of God, and he's going to break the bread of life on tonight. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you once again for allowing us to gather on this Saturday service, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. We just ask that you lead us and guide us all tonight. Hallelujah. Our minds are open. Our ears are open. Our spirits are open. And we are ready to receive what the Spirit says to the church on tonight, Lord. Lord, we ask that you strengthen the man of God as he gets ready to come forth and break your bread of life. Hallelujah. Strengthen him from the crown of his head to the sole of his feet, God. Hallelujah. Anoint his lips to speak nothing but your word on tonight. Allow elders to be free so that the Lord can increase. Hallelujah. And we thank you for everything you're doing in his life, Lord. Continue leading and guiding him.
Yes,
continue molding and shaping him, Lord.
Yes.
Continue filling him up with that knowledge. Hallelujah. And we thank you.
Yes,
and we praise you. In Jesus' name we pray. Hallelujah. Amen. Bless the Lord and amen. Hallelujah on today. Praise God. If y'all are just tuning in with us, amen. This is the revival. Hallelujah. That just won't stop. Praise God. I've lost count of the days. I'm not even counting them no more. Praise God. Hallelujah. It's just going to keep going and going and going. Praise God. And we done only took a day break during this whole time. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. And God, hallelujah, is still moving. Hallelujah. God is still opening doors. Praise God. We've heard testimonies this morning of the things God is doing. Hallelujah. Praise God. We've been hearing testimonies every day on the goodness of the Lord. Praise God. Hallelujah. And coming forth to break bread with us on tonight is none other. Hallelujah. Than your hallelujah, Pastor, praise God, hallelujah. The Comedic Jewish International Worldwide Fellowship, hallelujah, headed up by Apostle Eldon A. Curry, praise God. Apostle Curry, it is in your hands. Allow the Lord to use you on tonight. Give the Lord a hand praise for the man of God, hallelujah, on tonight. Praise God, hallelujah.
Come on and give God a praise, everybody. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you, man of God. Thank you, my dear brother. Hallelujah. Come on and give God a wonderful shout of praise. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Come on and lift him up, everybody. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. I mean, you know that God is good all the time. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
Yes, Lord. We thank him tonight. We give him praise tonight because he has kept us for another day. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And we're still saved. That's what I say. I'm still saved. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Can y'all hear me tonight?
Yes.
I'm going to give God a praise. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I want to encourage everyone tonight that, again, that when we have an opportunity to give God praise, don't take that lightly. Don't let the enemy put fear in your heart. Why? Because every time you testify, you give him a blank. Can y'all hear me tonight?
Yes, you kind of fading out, though.
Thank you, Mother. Is that better?
Yes.
Amen. Praise God. Come on, give God a shout if you can hear me.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Glory to God. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Amen. The Bible says in Revelation 12:11 that they triumphed over him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. This time by the angel. Come on, get somebody.
Hallelujah.
Overcame him by the blood of the Lamb, which is the blood of Yahshua, which represents the covenant, and by the word of their testimony that agreed with the covenant. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And how many know if that's how the angels overcame the enemy, guess what? That's how we going to overcome the enemy. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Child of God, we got to get more aggressive with our testifying. Amen. The Bible said that the righteous are as bold as a lion. And we got to get more bolder with our confession concerning who God is in our life. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
How many of you are looking to overcome the enemy? How many of you are looking to defeat the enemy in your life?
Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Two ways you go defeat the enemy. You go defeat him through the blood and by the word of your testimony. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And the Bible says in Revelation 12:11 that they did not love their lives so much as to shrink from death. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. You
Hallelujah.
Got to be willing to die for your testimony.
Amen.
God, tonight, hallelujah. You got to let the enemy know that you are not afraid to be on the Lord's side. See, your testimony says, I don't care what I'm going through, devil, I'm on the Lord's side. And I
Hallelujah.
Agree with God's report. Come on here, somebody.
Hallelujah.
So God is saying tonight we got to become more bold. We wasn't quiet in the world. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We was turned up.
Hallelujah.
And we didn't care who knows we was turned up. Come on here, somebody.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, how many know that some of us were so turned up that we called other people to be turned up? Hallelujah.
Yes, hallelujah.
And God says, now that you done got on my side, don't be quiet now. He said, I'll save you because I heard your big mouth. Come on here, somebody. And I said to myself, If I could get that big mouth on my side, come on here, son.
Hallelujah.
That I could use that mouth for me. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It always gets me, hallelujah, how we become coward when we on God's side and we all big and bad and bold when we on the devil's side. It always gets me, hallelujah. We decide to put on our stripes then, hallelujah. We just, we become afraid to talk, afraid to say anything. Man, we got to open up our mouth, beloved, and become bold, hallelujah. Man, I don't know how many of you remember that song, I'm Coming Out?
Yes.
I got to let it show. The world knows that I'm coming out. We got to be like that for God.
Hallelujah.
And so God is saying, this is your coming out hour. Come on here, somebody. And so the Bible says, this is how they conquer the enemy. And then after they testified, they had a party. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
See, that's what you, when you overcome the enemy, amen, and you kick him out your life, then you throw yourself a Holy Ghost party. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Why? Because now you're able to be free. Glory to God. But once they kicked him out, glory to God, they had a real party, and they celebrated. Come on, give God a shout. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. How many is still high from this morning? It is finished. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. We've been talking about that word, hallelujah, all day long. It is finished, Lord God. Walking through the snow. Amen. Every time we come across something, it is finished, Lord God. Hallelujah. Y'all just know that the Lord has done it all.
Hallelujah.
Come on here, somebody. He didn't leave out anything. Everything that you need is in the completed work of God. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
And I want to share with you a little bit tonight about the favor and the blessings of God because it is finished. Come on here, somebody. Because
hallelujah.
Now we got favor. Come on here, somebody.
Yes, God.
Now, come with me to Psalm 5 and 12 right quick. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for your word tonight, Father. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for what our ears are about to hear, Lord. I loose your anointing, Lord, over the airways. We thank you. We give you glory. Honor, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, to have your way, God, tonight, Father. And we will give your name the glory and the praise. We thank you, Lord, that it is finished, God. Hallelujah. And we walk and talk and praise you in the finished work that you have already done. We decree and declare
hallelujah.
That there is none like you. And we lift you high
hallelujah.
Above the earth, Lord. And we thank you tonight. For all
hallelujah.
In our true humble good name, we pray. Amen. Come on, yes. Lord. A big hand clap of praise. Come on.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you,
hallelujah.
Lord. Hallelujah.
Ah, yes, God.
Hallelujah.
Somebody say favor.
Favor
because it is finished. Hallelujah. He has finished the work. Hallelujah. Oh, he is finished the work. I walk in the favor of God. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. I bet you know that God is saved with you.
Amen.
Amen.
And can't nobody do nothing about the favor. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
The devil may be mad about it, but he can't do nothing about it. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Why? Because God gave it to you. Hey, I mean, when God gives you something, can't nobody take it away.
Amen.
we in Psalm 5 and verse 12. Is everybody ready?
Amen.
And the Bible says, surely, Lord, you bless the righteous. Hallelujah. Surely, Lord, you bless the righteous. You surround them with your favor as with a shield. Come on here, somebody. If you didn't know tonight that favor can also be a shield. Come on here, somebody. That's why the devil can't mess with you, because you got too much favor on you. Amen. Come on, give God praise. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You know what? When God asked the enemy about Job, he said, have you considered my servant Job? See, God already knew that the enemy wanted Job, but couldn't get to him. Come on, get somebody.
Hallelujah.
He said, you bless everything around him. I can't touch it. And he said, you got a hedge around him. He said, but if you remove that hedge, look at the enemy, focusing on his weakness. How many know in our weakness that the Lord has made strong somebody? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
So what may look like a weakness is actually a strength when God is in it. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
He said, remove that hedge, and I make him curse you to your face. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. See, the enemy only knew Job after the flesh, but God knew him after the spirit. He said, you could touch
come
his
pain,
but don't touch his soul. Come on here, somebody. His soul belongs to me. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
That's right.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And so the Lord moved ahead, and the enemy was able to touch everything around him. Glory to God. But the one thing he couldn't touch, hallelujah, glory to God, that God had control over, that God had a hedge still around with his soul. Come on here, somebody. And though the enemy knew his weakness, he didn't know that his weakness was only so far. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
When it was all said and done, yeah, he did start cursing. Amen. He cursed everything except his creator. Oh, y'all ain't saying nothing to me tonight. Hallelujah. See, God knows you better than the devil. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Oh, I don't know who this is for. Come on
now.
The enemy keeps trying to throw your weakness against you, but God said, I'm going to use your weakness as a testimony. Come on here, somebody. I'm going to use your favor against the enemy. Come on here, somebody. Because when Job got through, amen, God was still there. Come on here, somebody. His friend, amen, had turned his back on him. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I mean, you know.
Hallelujah.
See, everybody get front like they're your friends. But when you really get down, you start seeing who your friends are. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Because they was already jealous of Job, but they didn't have nothing on Job. But they
please announce yourself.
Trial. Glory to God. They found his trial. Was because he had did something wrong. Hallelujah. That's why it ain't good to consult with everybody when you're going through certain things. Because if their heart ain't right, they'll try to use it against you. Come on here, somebody. But it's all somebody to show favor.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody show favor. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Favor.
See, it's favor. The one thing that the enemy hates, but he can't touch. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Because your favor is a shield. Come on here, somebody. That's why your enemy was not able to overtake you. Why? Because the favor of God was your shield. Come on here, somebody. Surely, verse 12, Lord, you bless the righteous. Come on here, somebody. How many know that you're the righteousness of Christ? Come on here, somebody. You are the righteousness of Christ. Come on here. That's why it's so important to stay in the anointing and allow the anointing of God to stay in you and upon you. Hallelujah. Why? Because the anointing is going to give you what? Victory. Somebody shout victory.
Victory. Victory.
Hallelujah. Somebody give God a praise.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes, God.
Hallelujah.
Now let's go to Psalms 90 and 17. Psalms 90.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hey, God, you are so awesome. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Psalms 90 and 17. Is everybody there?
Amen.
Amen. Everybody ready? And it was the Lord.
Yes.
It says, may the favor of the Lord our God rest upon us. Come on. Say right quick, you said, Lord.
The Lord.
That's your favor.
Take your favor.
Rest upon me.
Rest upon me.
Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Did everybody catch that? We pray for the favor of God to rest upon us. Hallelujah. The Lord.
Lord.
Let your favor.
That's your favor.
Rest upon me.
Rest upon me.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Somebody lift your hands and receive God's favor now. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Let their favor rest on you. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Rest hallelujah.
Under the roof. Hallelujah.
You pray not, Pastor.
How many know it's something? Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. There you go.
Can y'all hear me now?
Yes.
Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yeah, it says, may the favor of the Lord our God rest on us. And then it says, establish the work of our hands for us. Yes, establish the work of our hands. How many know that when God established your work, that means that it's like when you put your feet in cement, glory to God, you ain't going nowhere. You established. In other words, amen. You have a solid foundation. Establish us, oh God. Hallelujah. Why? Because God has put his favor upon us. He's caused his favor to rest upon us. Hallelujah. And so now the favor of God is giving us stability. Now we are stable. Now we are firm. Now we are solid. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Come on and give God a praise.
Amen.
So the psalmist is saying, establish the work of our hands. In other words, whatever my hands set to do, Lord, hallelujah, let it be established. Let it be solid, God, hallelujah, to where it will not be able to be moved by the enemy. Glory to God. Somebody give God a praise.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. Glory to God. Now go to Psalms 84:11. For we all in Psalms tonight. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Psalms 84:11.
Are you there?
Yes. Amen.
If you're there, shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Glory to God. Yes, Lord. Psalms 84:11. And the word of the Lord, he says, for the Lord God is a sun and a shield. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Notice, for the Lord is a sun and shield. The Lord bestows favor and honor. Hallelujah. No good thing does he withhold from those whose walk is blameless. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
So the Lord said, if you got my favor and you got my honor, you ain't got to worry about a good thing being withheld from you. So the Bible says no good thing will he withhold. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
Amen.
So how many know that God ain't holding your blessing up?
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God wants you to have it just as bad as you want it. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
All we got to do is follow the guidelines that come with getting a blessing. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
That's it right there, Apostle. That's it right there.
Let me tell you what the Lord wants us to do. Let me tell you what the Lord wants us to do to get the blessing that he got for us. Two things he wants us to do. Is y'all ready for this?
Amen.
Amen.
Y'all got the Holy Ghost business up, hallelujah, so you can catch it. Don't you drop this here. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Listen, all the Lord wants us to do, child of God, is hear and obey. Come on here, somebody. Hear and obey.
Yes, amen.
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 If you hear and obey, God says no good thing. Oh, I feel a shout in my spirit. Hallelujah. No good thing will he withhold from us. Come on here, somebody. See, that's how you become blameless. You become blameless by hearing and obeying. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Somebody give God a shout.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Somebody shout favor.
Favor.
He says, go to Psalms 30:5 now.
Amen.
I want you to get a good understanding of this favor that God got on us. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. 30:5. Are y'all ready?
I'm not there yet. I'm getting there.
We're going to wait on you, Mother. We're going to wait on you. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Psalms 30:5.
I got it.
Amen. In the word of the Lord, he said, for his anger lasts only a moment, but his favor lasts a lifetime. Y'all didn't catch that, what that word said? His anger lasts only a moment. How many of you know that a moment ain't that long with God? Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
But his favor lasts a lifetime. Come on here, somebody.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
See, God don't stop favoring us. We just got to realize that as long as we repent, we can get back in that favor. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
Can everybody hear me tonight? I said, as long as we keep a repenting heart and a sincere heart, see, that's what David had. See, David wasn't perfect, but he knew how to repent before God. And because he knew how to repent, God kept restoring him and putting him back in the favor that he had. Lord, have mercy. That he had before. Somebody give God a shout. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
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 And don't you know what God did for David? He'll do for you. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. If we repent, the Bible says that if we be faithful and just to confess our sins, glory to God. Hallelujah. That if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and cleanse us. Hallelujah. See, that's the part I like. And cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. But first, we got to confess it. Come on here, somebody. If we don't confess it, God can't address it. Y'all didn't catch. Oh, God. Thank you, Holy Ghost. If we don't confess it, God can't address it. Come on here, somebody. God can only address it when we confess it. Come on here, somebody. When David wouldn't confess his sin, he almost dried up. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Because he didn't have no more joy. And how many know when you ain't got no more joy, you can dry up? Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
That's why he prayed and said, Lord, restore unto me what? The joy of my salvation. In other words, I'm not happy about being saved. I'm saved, but I ain't got no joy. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Come on. Come on.
Because I won't confess. And now God can't address because I won't confess. But the minute he confessed, God addressed and put him back in his proper place. Come on and give God a shout.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So in Psalms 30:5, it says, that his anger is but for a moment, but his favor lasts a lifetime. Weeping may stay for the night. Come on here, somebody. But,
see, you should have got happy when you heard the word but. See, but is a cancellation of everything on the other side. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
I would have lost my mind, but God, come on here, somebody. I was sick,
amen.
But God, come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I almost lost my mind, but God, come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen.
I was ready to cuss somebody out, but God, come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
But God. Hallelujah. Amen.
I was ready to put hands
hallelujah.
On them, but God, come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. How many of you know that that but God cancel out everything on the other side? Hallelujah.
Amen.
So the psalmist said, we may stay for the night, but rejoicing comes in the morning. Tell somebody right quick, you said neighbor.
Neighbor.
Neighbor. Your situation.
Your situation.
It's passing over. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. It's passing over. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. And you know why it's passing over? Because of the favor of God that's on your life. Hallelujah. Somebody give God a shout.
Hallelujah.
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 Thank you, Lord.
I decree and declare in somebody's life it's about to be morning time. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You done had a long night season. But God said your night season is about to give way to your morning. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
How many know that morning is a sign of a new day?
Amen.
Who is the Holy Ghost talking to? He said, yesterday is gone. See, morning only comes when yesterday is gone. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Somebody give God a praise.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And morning time represents victory. Somebody say victory.
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 Tell your neighbor, say, neighbor, good morning, neighbor.
Neighbor, good morning, neighbor.
Hallelujah, bless God. Come on, give God another shout.
Hallelujah.
Now go right quickly to Psalms 89 and 17.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Is everybody there?
I'm still turning pages.
Psalms 89 and 17. Hallelujah.
I got it. Thank you.
Amen.
Matter of fact, it's so good. Hallelujah. Go up to verse 15. We're going to start at verse 15. Glory to God. I know I said 17, but it's so good, glory to God. I want to go up to verse 15.
Okay.
Is everybody there?
Amen.
Amen. And the word of the Lord reads, it says, blessed are those who have learned to acclaim you, who walk in the light of your presence, Lord. Hallelujah. It says, they rejoice in your name all day long. Hallelujah. They celebrate your righteousness. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I mean, there's a blessing to be able to rejoice in his name all day long. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
And then the Bible says, they celebrate your righteousness. Come on here, somebody. What is his righteousness? The finished work. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Why? Because we are the righteousness of Christ in him. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
And then it says in verse 17, for you are their glory and strength. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, the Lord deserves a praise right there. Come on, give him a praise offering. He says, for you are their glory and strength. If God is your glory and strength, come on and give him praise tonight, beloved. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hey,
hallelujah.
Hallelujah. The Lord
hallelujah.
Is my glory. The Lord is my strength. Hallelujah to his great name. Hallelujah.
Yes, sir. Hallelujah.
And then it says, and
hallelujah.
By your favor, you exalt our horn. Come on here, somebody. How many know that the horn represents power? Come on here, somebody.
Hallelujah.
So he's saying, by your favor, you have exalted my power. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
Oh, glory to God. I feel a shout in my spirit.
Somebody shout favor.
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 Belongs to me.
Belongs to me.
Belongs to me.
Belongs to me.
Now I want you to shout, it is finished. Hallelujah.
It is finished.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Everything that the enemy is saying that's not finished concerning you, let him know it is finished, glory to God. We're going to say what the Lord says.
Finished.
It is finished.
It
Come
is
on,
finished.
Hear somebody. Hallelujah.
It is finished. It is finished.
Another meaning for it is finished means that it is paid in full. Hallelujah. Somebody said paid in full.
Paid in full.
How many know that when something is paid in full, you don't owe nothing? Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 How many know that you don't owe the devil nothing? Hallelujah. That it's been paid in full. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So when the songwriter said he paid it all, he really did pay it all. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Come on.
He went to the cross and paid it all. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Come on and give God a shout.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Now, we're going to do one more. And then we're going to wrap it up, glory to God. Let's go to Jeremiah 29:11.
You had a song you're going to start going to the bathroom versus using the urinal.
Jeremiah 29:11. Glory to God, glory to God. Is everybody there?
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And the word of the Lord reads, he says, for I know the plan I have for you, declares the Lord. Hallelujah. See, that right there should make you shout right there. That means that can't nobody come in and tell God what he should do concerning you. If the Lord said, I already got plans for you.
Amen.
He said, well, I know the plans I have for you. In other words, you ain't got to tell me the plan. I know already the plan that I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you y'all must not be reading out the same book I'm reading out of. Hallelujah. Y'all too quiet for me tonight. Hallelujah.
He says, I got plans.
You worried about what other folks are saying, and God said, but you need to know that I got plans. Glory to God.
Amen. Hallelujah.
You need to be more concerned with the plans I got for you than what other folks got for you, because the plans other folks got for you might not be plans to prosper you. Come on here.
Hallelujah.
Come on now.
We so worried about other people's plans, but how many of us have checked with the plans that God got for us? He said, for I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. If you don't shout on that, hallelujah, glory to God, hallelujah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
God, but I got plans to prosper you, not to harm you. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You better start listening to these lying prophets, glory to God. And these false prophets, hallelujah.
these false ministers that don't know the plan of God, because God already got a plan. Hallelujah. We gotta stay on focus and stick to the plan that God got for our life. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Tell somebody that God already know the plans he got for me. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm trying to walk in them. Come on here, somebody. Know. Hallelujah.
That's right.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
How many know God ain't got to ask somebody about the plan that he got for us already? Come on, somebody.
Amen.
Amen.
But look at what the Lord said. He said, plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future. Come on here, somebody.
Hallelujah.
How many of you is loving God's plan right now? Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
So God said, I got plans to prosper you and not to harm you. I got plans to give you a hope and a future. Oh, tell somebody real quick. You said, neighbor.
Neighbor.
I'm sticking to the plan God got for me. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, come on, say it like you mean it. And tell the neighbor, I'm sticking to the plan God got for me. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Neighbor, I'm sticking to the plan God got for me.
Come on and give your God a praise. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
We bless the Lord tonight. Hallelujah. We praise his name tonight. Amen. Give God another shout. Glory to God. Look at the plan that God got for your life. See, that's why we got to be careful who we allow to come in our life, because they come in to mess the plan of God up. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But see, amen, you got to look at it closely. Amen. If I let this person in, where do he fit in the plan that God has for my life? Hallelujah! Sorry to give God another shot. God want to give me a hope and a future. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God want to prosper me and not harm me. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
God has a plan. Hallelujah. Come on, give God another shout of victory. Hallelujah. Glory to God. God has a plan. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. We give you praise tonight. Glory to God. Hallelujah. How many of you know that God's plan is a good plan? Hallelujah.
Amen.
And we praise God for his plan tonight. Come on, give God another shout of victory. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hey, Shabu, God, Darabas,
hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Yeah, we bless God on tonight. Amen. Hallelujah to his name. Are there any questions right now? Anybody got any questions? Hallelujah. Man, while the anointing of God is flowing, come on in here, y'all. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. Somebody shout favor on tonight. Praise God.
Favor.
Hallelujah.
Favor.
Glory. Favor. Hallelujah. On tonight.
Favor.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Favor means because of who I am, I get privileges that other people don't get. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Mm.
Amen. I heard somebody say favor ain't fair. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. I don't know if it's fair or not. Praise God. But I'm going to take the favor that God has given me. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. We got to thank God for that favor on tonight. Because of the favor God has in your life, you are going to be able to do things. Hallelujah. Praise God. While the man of God was talking, Apostle, hallelujah, while you were talking, Apostle, I saw me and you, hallelujah, praise God, sitting on one side of a tape. Hallelujah. And I don't know who was on the other side of the tape. Praise God. But me and you were looking shocked that we were in a position to be sitting across from who we were sitting across from. I don't even know who it was, praise God.
Hey,
hallelujah.
God, hallelujah.
Amen. And I heard the Lord say, because of somebody you knew. Well, watch this. This is what the Lord told me to tell you, Apostle. I don't know. Maybe it's the both brothers. Maybe it's me, you. I don't know. But he said, because of somebody you knew, you get to do, you got a Moses anointing. Because you was already in the palace. You able to go and tell the Pharaoh to let my people go. God is going to put us in a position. Hallelujah, amen. In front of what we would consider royalty. Hallelujah. To tell them it's time for you to let the people go. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. I don't know if it's a TV network or radio network. Hallelujah. Praise God. But it's time for us. We're gonna be out there praying. Hallelujah. People from the Bible.
Wow.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Of their souls. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Yes, Lord.
And we bring it more.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. Everybody on this line, hallelujah, is going to be ordained to go and save somebody. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But the Lord says, hallelujah, I know what I put in you. Lord, have mercy.
That's
why I told Jeremiah, before you was even born, I knew who you were. Hallelujah, praise
hey,
God. I ordained you. Hallelujah. You've already been ordained. Hallelujah. You ain't got to wait
yes,
for it.
Lord.
Like you said, it's already finished. He finished it before you were born.
Hey,
Lord, have mercy. My God, hallelujah.
Woo!
My thank God for that word on tonight. Favor. Hallelujah, favor. Hallelujah, favor. Y'all don't understand favor.
Praise
God, because the favor I get in the you know, you can get into a restaurant if you drop a name. Oh, I'm so-and-so's cousin. Oh, I didn't know that was you. Don't come on in. I got a favor for you, even though we all booked up. That's called favor. You the child of God. You need to learn how to drop God's name. I am the son of the Most High God. How dare you tell me you booked me?
Yes,
how dare you tell me I can't get a... Do you know who I am? Y'all ain't walking in. Praise God. Hallelujah. We got to walk in that thing. Hallelujah. The devil going to try to tell you cocky. The devil going to tell you being arrogant. The devil going to tell you all this and all that. Hallelujah. But say, I'm not being cocky and arrogant in myself. Hallelujah. I'm being cocky in the Lord because I know who the Lord is. I know what he can do. It's not by my strength, but it's by his strength. So you can talk about me all you want to. You can say you think I'm holier than thou. Go ahead and say it. When the truth is, you the one think I'm holier than thou. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Don't hate me, hallelujah, for walking in the favor that God has put me in. Y'all better walk in that favor. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Yes,
we thank God for the man of God on tonight. We thank God, hallelujah, for that message, favor. Hallelujah, praise. And you ain't got to wait to get it because he told us this morning it's already finished. Hallelujah, praise God.
Yes,
you
Lord.
Just got to receive what God has already done.
Hallelujah.
Yes,
Father
Lord.
God,
in
hallelujah.
The name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for the man of God on today. Lord, we ask that you pour back
yes,
into
Lord.
Him the virtue that he has poured out unto your people on tonight. Continue to strengthen him, Lord. Continue to lead him, Lord. Continue to guide him, Lord. Continue to mold him
yes,
and shape
yes.
him, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, for the move that you are doing in his life. Hallelujah, Lord. And we lift your name up high in hope. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Faith. Hallelujah. Faith. Praise God. Hallelujah. We got to thank God for that word on tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah. Because of who he is, it made you who you are. Hallelujah. Because of who you are, hallelujah, you get privileges that other people don't get. It's okay. Walk in your faith.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. Praise God. You think Joe Biden's kids don't walk in that favor that they got? Hallelujah. Praise God. I'm the president's son. I'm the president. Y'all don't have to let me hit him. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Amen.
Unless you want me to call my daddy. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. You got to tell him, hey, you don't want me to call my daddy. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Come on,
you the king? You may be the king, but he's the king of kings. You may be the Lord, but he's the Lord of lords. You may be the boss, but he's the boss for all bosses. Y'all don't understand what I'm saying. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Yes.
We thank the Lord for that word on tonight. Hallelujah. We thank God for the favor that he has on our lives. Praise God. And we thank God for the man of God on tonight. Amen. And like we always say, don't forget to get your seed. Hallelujah, in the ground. If you ain't got your seed in the ground, hallelujah, get it in the ground, praise God. Hallelujah, and watch God,
yes.
Hallelujah, manifest in your life, praise God, hallelujah. Do we have any comments, any testimonies, any prayer requests, praise God? Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord, hallelujah.
New word, Apostle. New word.
Amen,
favorite.
Praise you, Mother. Amen, hallelujah.
Word.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. I'm a wild with that favor. Favor on the line for everybody.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen. Go ahead, woman.
Amen. Apostle, that word was encouraging just to keep going. Keep going, keep believing God, because, you know, I can tell you, it's been a long night. You know, it's been a long night, you know, but the Lord has been walking with me, walking with my husband, walking with us along the whole way. You know, it ain't always coming the way that I thought it would, but, you know, the Lord have his, know what he doing. You know, I have to try, the Lord know what he doing, and the Lord has not failed us yet.
Yes, Lord.
You know, people... It's like, I feel like the enemy be trying to come with everything he got, every ounce. But because the Lord is with us, we overcome every time. And I just, whew,
amen.
Man.
Yes, yes,
yes. Man.
Yes,
man. Ooh, man.
But here's the Lord saying, tell you, woman of God, that it's your time now, amen. It's you and your husband time now. The enemy is in a desperate mode. Hallelujah. And even his desperation ain't working. Y'all hear what the Holy Ghost is saying right now. The enemy's desperation is not working. Come on here, somebody. Amen. Even though he's a desperate devil, glory to God, said his desperation is in vain. Because the promise, is on the way. Come on, help somebody. Hallelujah.
Ooh, hallelujah.
And God said, all you got to do is praise me in the midst of it. Come on.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I just hear the Lord saying, get ready.
Hallelujah.
No, I ain't no bishop gate.
Hallelujah.
But I tell you what I see in the spirit. God is saying, get ready because the blessing is on the way. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. And I hear the Lord say, you got to have the mind of Nehemiah. Come on here, somebody. When he was building the wall, glory to God. Amen. You can't talk to everybody when you're building. Come on here, somebody. You got to have,
amen,
a Bible in one hand and a sword in the other. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
Somebody say, tell your neighbor, you got to watch and pray. Glory to God. You got to fight and pray. Glory to God. You got to be able to do multiple things, hallelujah, at one time. Come on here, somebody, hallelujah. I'm fighting,
hallelujah.
But I'm praying. Hallelujah, I'm praying, but I'm fighting.
Hallelujah.
And while I'm fighting, I'm watching. Hallelujah.
Because
I'm building. I'm doing a great work. Come on here, somebody.
Hallelujah.
And the enemy is intimidated by your work. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Yes, God. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy is on the way. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Joy bells is getting ready to be ringing.
Hallelujah. Hey, joy represent morning time. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Somebody give God a shout. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. I can tell you, man of God, that joy, I'm telling you, that joy, you just have joy in the Lord, like that truly, really just gives you strength. It's giving me strength through every, through every situation. It's giving me strength. I don't even know. I be thinking like, what? Like, I should have reacted this way, but I didn't, you know? You know, I'm working hard, but I be working, but I feel like everything that I'm doing for 8 hours straight, I should be tired, but I don't be tired. It's like I just drunk an energy drink or something, but I ain't drink no energy drink. It's just running out the strength of the Lord. It's like, it's just, whew. Lord has been good. He continues to be good.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I truly, truly find joy in the Lord. The Lord is truly my strength for real. Real for real. It has been. Hallelujah.
Thank
Hallelujah.
You.
Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. You know, I got a testimony,
yeah.
You know, look at her. Oh, when I was getting out of high school, you know, first when I was growing up, you know, I said, when I grow up, you know, I'm going to have my own house, I'm going to get me a husband, be married. I used to say all types of things, you know, when I was younger, you know, and as I grew older, like right when I got out of high school, you know, I got my first job, you know, I met my husband, you know, like, and around that time I was living with my sister when I was graduating high school. But, you know, something happened to the point that I had to leave. You know, I left my sister's house. You know, I didn't know where I was going. You know, I didn't know where I was going to go. I left my sister's house, and then somebody stopped and said, you need a ride? I said, yeah. So I said, take me to the bus stop, not knowing, still not knowing where I'm going. And on the way to the bus stop, you know, I ran into a friend. I got in the car with a friend, and the friend got me a hotel, made sure I was fed. This is all before I even got in church. I didn't even knew anything, you know, about the Lord was leading me. You know, me not even knowing the Lord was leading me the whole way and making sure I was okay, you know. He did all this. Got my first job, and I met my husband on my first job, you know. That's the one thing I used to say. When I was little, I'm going to find me a husband. But see, the way I was doing it, I was going out there, meeting men, and, you know, I would have sex with them, you know, thinking out. Because I was, in my mind, yes, that's what a man is, the way to get a man. That's how my mindset was. Why, I don't know, but that's how it was. But when I met my husband, it was different. We didn't have sex on the first night. We sat there every night at the bus stop. We'll talk for hours. We're telling each other everything about each other. We don't even know why, but we did. You know, that was God led. You know, I didn't know he was a person out of the church, you know. I didn't know he grew up in church his whole life. I didn't know any of this. I'm telling you. My husband was telling me stuff about me that he shouldn't even known about me at that time. You know, it was like my whole, I feel like, I can go back and see how my whole life has been ordained from the beginning. I can see how the Lord, you know, leading me and guided me, you know. Because he, you know, the Lord knows our heart and the Lord knows where we're trying to go. He led me the whole way. Like, he still has been, you know. Man, that's why I take joy in the Lord. I know what the Lord is with me. And, you know, and then, like, the enemy, he tried to come with me everything that he got. This whole way, but the Lord has been there. Nobody can take that away, you know. I can go on and on, you know, about the Lord, you know, and what the Lord has done, and how the Lord has led me and continues to do.
The Lord even, it became a time, me and my husband, we had an apartment, and we had rent due. And, you know, we couldn't pay it, we had to move. We didn't know where we was going, you know. And at the time, we had my kid, my stepkid's dog over there, and they had to get the dog back because we had no place for it. We had to leave. So in the midst of my husband, ex-wife coming to get the dog, she asked her, do you need this place to stay? It tripped me out because I'm like, this is my husband, ex-wife, asking us that we need somewhere to stay. there hasn't been nothing but the Lord, because the woman didn't like me. But she asked, do we need a place to stay? And we stayed with her. She fed us. You know, it wasn't no tension, no animosity. If she had something against me, I didn't have nothing against her. You know, I was just grateful. You know, that's just another way the Lord had provided a way. And sometimes we miss the Lord's blessings, and we miss the Lord, you know, when the Lord trying to bless us and help us, because we wanted to come in a form that we wanted to come in all the time. You know, that's why somebody used to say, be careful who you entertain, because you might be in, that might be your angel. That might be your help. If you look at this person, oh, I ain't finna go stay with his ex-wife. What I look like? You know, you missing it. That was your opportunity. That was God trying to help you get shelter. He didn't say you gonna stay there forever, but that was him giving you help. You know, but because it don't come in a form that you think it ought to come in, you miss it. And you don't think God is there helping you when he's trying to help you all alone. You know, and that was the problem with the Pharisees in the Bible. You know, they was looking for Jesus to come out of palace. You know what I'm saying? They had their eyes set on how the Messiah is supposed to be. But see, they missed him. They weren't expecting the Messiah to come out of an inn, wrapped in swaddling clothes, out of a 16-year-old girl. They weren't expecting none of that. They weren't expecting Jesus to come in that form, but he did. When we got our eyes set on how we think God should come, we miss God every time. And God has been there all along trying to guide us. You know, if I would have been in that mindset, oh, I ain't going to stay with his ex-wife. I'm not going to go live with my grandma for 2-3 days just to have shelter. I would have, you know, I would have been stuck out on the street. I could have been homeless. Something could have really just happened to us because of my pride. But no, I understood. That was God. That was God giving me help. I don't know if y'all understand what I'm saying, but I'm just trying to show how God be helping us and trying to lead us and guide us. You know, and we be missing him because he not coming in the form that we think he ought to. He ain't gonna always come in the form of a big house, a fancy car, or somebody with $1 billion. No, it can be that person that just got a little loaf of bread in their house and to give you shelter, whether it be some bread and some water. That can be a blessing. But no, we don't view it as a blessing because we want something big. You know, which that time will come. But the God don't just want to give us stuff materially. He want to work with us in the inside, too. He want to build us up inside, too. He can give us the house, the car, and everything. But how you is in the inside is going to determine how your life goes. You can get all that stuff, but it's going to make you more hellish than you already is. If you're sleeping around, you're going to sleep around some more. If you're drinking, you're going to drink some more. If you're smoking, you're going to smoke some more. You know, if you're lying and stealing and manipulating, you're going to do it even more. So none of that even matters. But what matters is getting our soul right at the end of the day, because the scripture says all that stuff going to perish. It's the word that's going to stand at the end. It's our souls that go back to God at the end. We can't take none of this stuff on this earth with us. You know, and when I speak these things, people take it wrong and say, God don't want us broke. But I'm not saying that God wants us broke or God doesn't want us to have nothing. He don't want us to put our trust in it. He don't want us to think that's best life. He wants us to always trust in him whether we have it or not. Whether we have it or not, he wants us to always lean on him. You know. And when he's seeing us being more attached to that, he's saying he's going to snatch it away. Amen. Nope. Amen. I'm just going to leave it right there because I don't want to go on and on, but God is just amazing. God is good. And I'm just excited for what's
Lord,
to come.
Hallelujah.
I'm just excited.
Amen.
No.
Yes,
amen.
Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Bless you, woman of God. Hallelujah. Bless you. Bless you. Come on, give God a shout of praise. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. She said a lot, y'all. Hallelujah. The Lord spoke a lot through her. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. We got to just be mindful
Amen.
That we can't judge the book by the cover. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. The cover
Hallelujah.
Might not look like we want it. Glory to God. See, the book can be good, but if you let the cover throw you off, you might not never read it. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. You got to go beyond. Oh, God, I hear you, Holy Ghost. You got to look beyond the cover. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And say, Lord, is this the book that you want me to have? Is this the book you want me to read? Hallelujah. And then the book will get so good, you forget about the cover. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
Come on, give God another shout. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Turn about over to the hands of the elder.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Amen.
Do we have any more testimonies on the goodness of the Lord on today? Hallelujah. Praise God, hallelujah. I share in that testimony she just gave. Praise God, hallelujah. Amen. The devil, amen, has tried everything he could. Hallelujah. But what did Jesus say? He said, on this rock, I will build my church. Hallelujah. And the gates of hell, hallelujah, will not prevail against it. Praise God. Hallelujah. No matter what the enemy do, he will not prevail. In other words, he won't win. Praise God. Hallelujah. DJ Khaled had a song. He said, all I do is win, 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 no matter what. I know y'all don't listen to the world of songs. Hallelujah. Praise God. But you got to understand what he's saying. I don't lose them. Hallelujah. I don't know what it's like to lose. What is lose? I don't know what that is. Praise God. Hallelujah. Because all I do is win. Hallelujah. That's the attitude we need to have. Hallelujah. All we do is win. Hallelujah. Praise God. Every time we get tired, you know, when you get in a race, you know, your legs start hurting. Hallelujah. Praise God. Sometimes you might fall behind in second or third place. Y'all done watched some races before. Some of y'all have been on some races before. Hallelujah. You know, sometimes, amen, the winner of the race ain't always in the lead the whole time. Hallelujah. Sometimes they struggling. Sometimes they in the back. But sometimes when they get to that last lap, Lord, have mercy. Praise God. It seems like that's when the, I want to say the grace kick in. Hallelujah. Praise God. And they just, all of a sudden, they in the lead. Hallelujah. Praise God. See, they wasn't never losing. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Praise God. It's all strategy. Hallelujah. They rested up to the last lap. See, a lot of y'all think God got you losing, but he says, no, look, I'm a man of strategy. Hallelujah. I created this thing. I know what I'm doing. Y'all trying to play checkers. I'm trying to play checkers. Y'all need to let me move these people. Hallelujah. Let me do this. Hallelujah. And watch. Hallelujah. The outcome. Praise God. Hallelujah. My God, just because it looks like you're losing don't mean you are. Praise God. Hallelujah. Do we have another testimony on today? Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Well, we certainly had a blessed time in the Lord on tonight. Praise God. We thank God for revelation. Now it's all tonight. Hallelujah, praise God. Favor. Favor, praise God. You heard what my wife said. My ex-wife did not like her at the time. But how many of you know when you got favor, even people that don't like you? Oh, Lord, have mercy. Praise God. If that person at work that don't like you, hallelujah, that person at your job that don't like you, that boss that don't like you, why are they promoting you? Because they ain't got no choice. because you got faith. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Amen.
Let me say this. Let me say this. Elder, let me say this. Look, let me show you a favor. Look, she didn't like me, right, but she will buy me my favorite chips. When she comes from work, she'll bring me food and everything. Had her kids like, what? What's going on? Had my husband like, what the world? It was out of her character to do these things. You know, the kids was more like, she talking about her to us. And she getting her stuff and getting her this and giving her that. You know, it was all crazy because she didn't like me, but yet she doing stuff for me, you know. And the kids was like, what? My husband like, what? Hey, let me show you a favor real quick. My husband, he was working at KFC. And I wasn't working at the time, but I was trying to get a job there. And it was his boss. She was supposed to be giving me a job, but she never got back with me. So she finally said, come up there. And I was up there, and I sat up there. She ain't give me an interview or nothing. So I went back home, came back the next day. And then the next day, her boss was there. So I'm still waiting for her to, you know, give me the interview and give me the job. So I goes over to Jack in the Box while I'm waiting and give me something to eat. And then when I come back, her boss is standing outside, okay? So as I'm walking up, her boss was like, so when you going to start? I was like, well, she ain't told me nothing yet. Well, he said, when can you work? I said, anytime. He said, you can start today. He started me to work that day. She still haven't said nothing to me. Her boss started me to work that day, and I got paid more than a cashier did, you know, working now. I got paid more. Wow. You know, now when I did start working, she was like, wow, I didn't think she can do the job. She already assuming I can't do the job. But when I got in there and started working, it blew my mind. Look at God. Her boss didn't know me. Her boss seen me that one day, didn't know me, and said, you can start today. He started me that day, not having no paperwork done, not having no information. My information typed in the computer, he started me that day. Look at God. Favor. Woo! That blew my mind when that happened. I was like, whoa. Look at God.
See, that normally don't
I'm talking
happen.
About it.
That normally don't happen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You can't walk on no job like that. That ain't nothing but the favor. Hallelujah of God. Hallelujah.
Yes, I'm telling you,
hallelujah.
Man, I can go on and on about God's favor. Even my very first job, man, I had people hating on me, people talking about me, you know, and I became a supervisor on my first job. Like within the second year, I became a supervisor. And I come walking into the supervisor meeting, and one of the girls that was hating, she was like, I wonder who getting fired today, right? She's trying to be funny. And I kid you, the next day, that lady was fired the next day. The one that said, I wonder who getting fired, she got fired the next day. I'm like, wow.
Somebody shout favor.
Favor. I was like, shocked. I didn't react or nothing. I didn't react to nothing. It was like, I was shocked. I was like, wow. Go ahead, Apostle.
That's why you got to watch your mouth when you're in the presence of favor. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You got to be careful how you talk when you're in the presence of favor. Come on here, somebody. Because if you say the wrong thing, hallelujah, favor will work against you. And you don't want favor, glory to God, to work against you. Glory to God. So, you know, because she didn't know who she was talking to, amen, the favor of God worked against her. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. I can go on and on, but I'm going
to
quit.
This thing is real, y'all. Hallelujah. Glory to God. This thing is real, y'all. Y'all better run with it. It's real. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Tell your neighbor to neighbor.
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 Don't The favor of God is real. Come on, somebody. The
favor
of God is real.
Come on, give God.
Amen.
Is real. Hallelujah. Glory.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. We gonna go ahead and turn it back. Oh, go ahead, Pastor.
Oh, amen, man. God, all right. Amen. I'm gonna turn back into your hands, Lord God. Turn it back into mine. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm gonna turn it into yours. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. All of you who have not planted your seed yet, get your seed in the ground. Amen. So that the Lord can bless you. Hallelujah. Amen. How do you know that? Can't nobody bless you like the Lord. Come on, everybody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah.
And all he wants us to do is to be obedient. Amen. And brothers, we really need to be obedient to God, because God put us as the head. Amen. And so we really have an obligation to be obedient to our Father. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. And so I want to encourage everyone, amen, that will obey God. Amen. And be willing and obedient. Glory to God. Don't be stubborn. Don't be stiff-necked. Glory to God. Hallelujah. God don't like stiff-necked people. Glory to God. He do not like stiff-necked. Amen. He know how to unstiffen your neck if you try to stiffen it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He said if we be willing and obedient. Amen.
Amen.
Come on here, somebody. People trying to be self-made. It better be God-made, because that's the only way we're going to last it out. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And how many of you know that even though they saying everything looking good, amen, it ain't looking like they say it's looking. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You got to know and stay tuned to God to know what's really going on. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. So we bless God on tonight. And we thank him for his goodness and his mercy. Amen. Are there any more comments or questions before I close it out? If not, Father, we thank you. We praise you, Father, for what our eyes have seen, for what our ears have heard, and for what our hearts understand. Father, we thank you that because it is finished, hallelujah, because you spoke it over the tree and said it is finished, thank you for the favor that came behind it being finished. Thank you, Lord, hallelujah, that because of your finished work, that we walk in divine favor, God. I'm going to go with Talabasa. And we thank you tonight for your favor, God. We thank you for favoring us. We give you praise and we give you glory and we give you honor. We thank you for being the most awesome Father, the most awesome Daddy. We thank you, Lord. There's no Father like you. We praise you. We lift you up. And we give you all the glory and all the honor. It is in Yahshua HaMashiach's name we pray. Amen. And amen. Come, somebody give your God a shout. Somebody give your God a praise. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. We are now dismissed. What I say is the one?
By saying the one.
By saying the all.
I say the all.
What?
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 And pray.
And pray.
And live holy.
And live holy.
Every day.
Every day.
Say neighbor.
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 I love you.
I love you.
I love you.
And nothing you can do about it.
And nothing you can do about it.
Amen.
Amen.
Somebody give God a shout of victory. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
You are now dismissed. Hallelujah. Amen. Until 5 o'clock tomorrow night. Amen. Hallelujah. Peace and blessings, everyone. God love y'all. Hallelujah.
Love you too.
Amen. Love you too, Father.
Amen. Amen. Love you back, y'all. Amen. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
I need just a little more Jesus.
I need just a little more Jesus.
I need just a little more Jesus.
The last party in the conference.
My son,
oh, Jesus.
give me you. Everything else can wait. Give me you. I hope I'm not too late. Lord, give me you. Lord, give me you. Lord, give me you. Lord, give me you. Give me you. Everything else can wait. Lord, give me you. I hope I'm not too late. Lord, give me you. Lord, give me you. Lord, give me you. Lord, give me you. 'Cause it's me, oh Lord. I'm on my knees, crying out to you. It's me, oh Lord. I'm on my knees, so give me you. Give me you. Come on, say, give me you. I hope I'm not too late. Lord, give me you. Lord, give me you. Lord, give me you. Lord, give me you. Come on, sing it again. Say, give me you. Everything else can wait. Give me you. I hope I'm not too late. Lord, give me you. 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 Oh, give me you.
clap your hands, everybody.
Good night, everybody.
Night, Lon.
Night.
Trust in the Lord. Just with a little, I guess, a little flavor to it. Just with a bounce. Okay, so we're in F, and the scale to F is F, G, A, B flat, C, D, E, F. Okay, let's pray. Father God, we thank you for this day. We thank you for all the blessings that you have given us. Please let us learn this so we can move on to new and better things. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. All right, so basically it was a basic pattern. So let's learn that. C and A to D and B flat to E flat and C. Back down. So F, G, B flat, D, F. So we have C sharp, F, A flat. Right here we have D, F.
Thank you.
honest with you.
I admit it was hard.
It was hard. Dedicated to people like me, those that struggle with insecurities, acceptance, and even self-esteem. You never felt good enough, you never felt pretty enough, but imagine God whispering in your ear, letting you know that everything that has happened is now.
You are my shelter from the storm.
don't know how many of you really love him today, but I love him with my whole heart, my mind and my soul, everything that is within me. I love Jesus. Hallelujah.
Church, say,